the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I would like to remind you that while we are celebrating the holy 50 days of Pentecost, rejoicing the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, yesterday we also celebrated the entry of our Lord Jesus Christ to our land, Egypt. And I know that all the Christians in the whole world celebrate this feast, but it is for us a very special feast, and it means a double joy for us. It is because not a single country around the world outside Israel have got this blessing, the visit of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Family to our land, Egypt. And that's why this is a very special feast for us, in which we remember how our Lord Jesus Christ converted Egypt from a land of slavery in the days of Moses to a blessed land, who accepted our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Family and was blessed by this visit. And our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled what he promised in the book of Isaiah concerning establishing an order in the midst of the land of Egypt.
في ذلك اليوم يكون مذبحا للرب في وسط أرض مصر. And a pillar for the Lord at its border. وعمود للرب عند تخمه. May the Lord bless our land. May the Lord uproot the worship of idols from our land. May the Lord give blessings to our people and fulfill his promise. Blessed is Egypt, my people. This is concerning this very specific feast, the entry of our Lord Jesus Christ to our land, Egypt, which we celebrated yesterday. As regard the gospel of today, our Lord Jesus Christ always spoke about himself as the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. أنا نور العالم. من يتبعني فلا يمشي في الظلمة. بل يكون له نور الحياة. And in the gospel of today, our Lord Jesus Christ says that a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. My beloved, there is a very simple rule for anybody want to see anything. There are two conditions. There must be a light, and also there must be a perfect and a healthy eye. In order to see, there must be a light and there must be healthy eye in order to see the objects, the streets, the people. This is physical speaking. But concerning the spiritual issues, the light, the real light,
Is our Lord Jesus Christ the righteous son, Shams al-Birr, or the son of righteousness? And that's why it was surprising that in spite of the light of the world came to the world and shone upon those who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. In spite of that, God himself was surprising why they did not believe him. Why did not they did not believe him, as he said, although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe him. A very big question mark. Why? It's amazing and surprising why they did not believe him in spite of these many signs and the miracles done before them. I can remind you how they did not believe. I give you some examples. When they brought a man, a miserable man, demon possessed, mute and blind, and they brought this miserable man in front or before our Lord Jesus Christ, and he healed him. He healed him so that the blind and the mute both spoke and saw. الراجل الأعمى والأخرس بقى بيشوف وبيتكلم. And instead of believing in him, as the multitudes who were amazed and said, oh, can be this the son of David? But unfortunately, the Pharisees said that this fellow does not cast demons except by the rulers of demons, Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. بدل ما يأمنوا به قالوا لا ده بيطلع الشياطين ببعل زبور رئيس الشياطين. This is one example. When our Lord Jesus Christ healed the miserable man at the pool of Beit Hasda, he was with infirmity 38 years, and our Lord Jesus Christ healed him. And he was able to carry his bed and walk after these several years. Not only they did not believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, but they persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him. مش بس ما امنوش بيه, ده فكروا ان هم يقتلوه. And they said, yes, we are thinking of killing him because he did not keep the Sabbath. He broke the Sabbath. هو كسر السبت. And he said that God is his father, making himself equal to God. This is another example. The third example, when our Lord Jesus Christ gave sight to the man who was born blind. An amazing miracle to a man born blind without orbit. ما فيش مقلت عين أساساً. And it was amazing miracle, amazing sign. And also they started to investigate and called the parents of this man and asked them, is this your son? that you say that he was born blind, and they said to them, yes, we know that this is our son, and we know that he was born blind, and how he sees now, we do not know. They investigated, and at the end, they did not believe. But they said, this man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. This is the third example. I gave you an example how our Lord Jesus Christ himself wondered why these people do not believe in me. The fourth example, when our Lord Jesus Christ not gave sight and did not give health, but he gave life to Lazarus, a man who died and stayed in the tomb for 4 days. And his sister said to our Lord Jesus Christ, Master, there must be a stench. There لازم يكون نتن. Because he has now 4 days. But our Lord Jesus Christ called Lazarus, come forth. And he was risen from the dead. I say to you, they did not only they did not believe, but they also gathered a council and plotted to put Jesus to death. Not only, مش بس ما أمنوش بقيامة بأنه قوم لعازر فيأمنوا بإلهيته ويأمنوا بأنه هو المسيح، لكن ده عملوا مجمع وقرروا أو حكموا عليه بالإعدام. ودي أول مرة في التاريخ وآخر مرة وعمرها ما تحصل، لأن دايما يحكموا بالإعدام على واحد موت حد، لكن المرة دي حكموا بالإعدام على واحد أحيا ميت، صح، ميت من الموت. They did not plotted to put Jesus to death only, but because on account of Lazarus, so many Jewish go away and they believed in Jesus, they plotted to put Lazarus to death also. يعني مش بس يموتوا المسيح، عايزين يموتوا العازر تاني. بسببك يا العازر الناس بتآمن بالمسيح. And the last example which I put before you now, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. The soldiers went to the city and made a report to the elders and the high priest, explaining what happened, speaking about the earth or the great earthquake and the big and huge stone which was rolled, and the angel of the Lord who sat on this rock. قالوا لهم كل حاجة، الزلزال اللي حصل والحجر اللي دحرج والملاك اللي قعد، and the empty tomb والقبر الفارغ. And they went, I mean the high priest and the elders went to the tomb and saw everything by themselves. Did they believe? No. Did they believe that our Lord Jesus Christ was declared as the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead? As St. Paul says in his first chapter of his epistle to the Romans, تعين ابن الله بقوة بالقيامة من الأموات. They gave a large sum of money to the soldiers and asked them to say that his disciples came by night and stole him while we slept. قولوا أن تلاميذه جم سرقوه واحنا نايمين. What does this mean? What does this mean except they are still living in darkness? The darkness was not around them, but the darkness was inside them. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ here, St. John mentioned an amazing verse when he said that these things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. Departed and was hidden. As if the light is hidden from them. As if the light of the world was hidden from their eyes and from their hearts and from their thoughts. النور اختفى عنهم. ولما النور اختفى عنهم, there is nothing but darkness. There is nothing but darkness. That's why when Isaiah in chapter 6 saw the glory of God and saw the God himself in his glory sitting in his throne, and he saw the seraphim, they were praising, and he described them how each one of them has 6 wings. By 2 cover his face, and by 2 cover his feet, and by the other 2 he flew. And he heard the voice of praising, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabaoth. The earth is full of his glory." And after one of the seraphim touched his mouth with the coal from the altar, God said to him, "Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. اسمعوا سمعا ولا تفهموا. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. وابصروا إبصارا ولا تنظروا. Make the heart of this people dull. غلص قلوبهم. And their ears are heavy. ثقل آذانهم. And shut their eyes. وقفل عينيهم. This what happened. Their eyes were shut and closed. Their ears were heavy. Their hearts were dull. But please, I will not stay speaking about the Jews as a people who had a dull heart and heavy ears and closed eyes. But I am speaking about myself, about each one of you. As Abuna was saying few minutes before, blessed are your eyes for they see. طوبى لأعينكم لأنها إيه؟ تبصر. And your eyes for, or their ears for, they hear. وطوبى لأذانكم لأنها إيه؟ تسمع. Do you have eyes which see? Do you have ears which hear? Or still I have a dull heart? Still I have a heart which is hardened by sin, by hatred, by the lust of the world. يا مناس يقعدوا يتكلموا عن اليهود ويشتموا في اليهود انهم عملوا سوء. And this is true. But the most important to speak about myself. ما يمكن انا كمان عندي القلب الغليظ دوت. ما يمكن انا كمان عندي القلب اللي مش عايز يتحرك ولا يتغير. And that's why God promised in the past and said, I will take the heart of stone from flesh
أنا هاخد القلب الحجر دوت منكم and give you a heart of flesh وديكم قلب تاني. وكتير قوي بنصلي كل يوم ونقول له قلبا نقيا اعمل ايه؟ اخلق فيا يا الله. My beloved, it is not my issue to speak about the Jews and how they did not believe. What about me? What about this Bible? I am in the New Testament. I have the blood of Jesus Christ going through my vessels, my arteries and my veins. The flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ, the body, the holy body. I take it every day or every week. I have the glory of crucifixion and resurrection. Why you do not believe until now? Believe that Jesus Christ is the real Savior, the real Father, the real God, and dedicate my whole life to Him, saying to Him, I love you as you love me. The other point which I would like to say to you in few minutes, only few minutes, about our Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke about judgment. He spoke about judgment. And he said that, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Yes. My beloved, the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ since more than 2,000 years, He came not to judge, but He came to save me and to save you and to save the whole world. But what about those who do not believe in Him? But what about those who insulted Him? But what about those who rejected Him? They are waiting for the day of judgment, the great day of judgment. Because I say to you, our Lord Jesus Christ in His first coming came to save, not to judge. But in His second coming, He will come to judge. أيضا يأتي في مجده ليدين الأحياء والأموات. To judge the living and the dead. He will come in the glory of His Father with the holy angel with Him. And He will sit on the throne of His glory and start to separate before Him all nations, all people, all tribes, and He will start to separate them from each other as the shepherd separate the sheep from the goats. This is the day of judgment. On the cross, on the Great Friday, يوم الجمعة العظيمة, our Lord Jesus Christ was not a judge, but He was an intercessor. He made an intercession for the transgressors. حمل خطايا كثيرين وشفع في المذنبين. And God the Father was the judge. الله الآب كان هو الديان, declaring His wrath and anger against the sin. لازم يعلن غضبه على الخطية. That's why God the Father was the judge on the day of crucifixion, declaring His wrath and anger against sin. And the Son of God our Lord Jesus Christ was the sacrifice, was the acceptable sacrifice which God the Father accepted and said, yes, my son, your sacrifice is enough and more than enough. I will reconcile the world. And the word was fulfilled. God in Christ was reconciling the world to himself. كان الله في المسيح مصالحا العالم لنفسه غير حاسب لهم خطاياهم. But on the second coming, our Lord Jesus Christ will be the judge. الآب لا يدين أحد بل قد أعطى الحكم كله للإبن. He will be the judge for those who pierced him, لطعنوا, who despised him, who rejected him. And they will hide themselves behind the mountains and the rocks of the caves and say to the mountains and the rocks, hide us from the face of he who sits on the throne. أيها الجبال اسقطي علينا وأيتها الأكام غطينا من وجه الجالس على العرش لأنه جاء يوم غضب الخروف. The great day of the wrath of the Lamb has come. ومن يستطيع الوقوف. My beloved, I hope all of you to offer repentance and to accept our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. But in the last days, when he comes in his second coming, he will be the judge. And all of you, I hope all of us, will receive him with joy, with gladness, and say to him, come, our Lord Jesus Christ. To him is glory forever. Amen.